Welcome to the first episode. Today we'll be talking about Albert Einstein. Firstly, let me tell you about Albert Einstein. He was a theoretical physicist who developed the theory of relativity. He was born on the 14th of March, 1879, in Ulm, Germany. He died on the 18th of April, 1955. His mother and father's names were Pauline Einstein and Hermann Einstein. Albert Einstein had three children. Their names are Edward Einstein, Hans Albert Einstein, and Lizarelle Einstein. One thing that he did was that he married his cousin Elsa Einstein. You might ask, are you sure they're cousins? The answer is yes. Both of their mothers were sisters, making them first cousins, as well as their fathers were first cousins, making them second cousins. So they are first and second cousins. But we have to remember that marrying a cousin was legal back then, and it was common for people to do. He also died because he refused to have surgery, saying, "I want to go when I want. It is tasteless to prolong life artificially. I have done my share. It is time to go. I will do it elegantly." Just to end this part of my podcast, I would like to say that Albert Einstein had a lot of things happen to him, some good and some bad, and that made him the guy he was. Now, I'll tell you what he has achieved in life. In 1921, Albert Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics due to his services to theoretical physics, and especially for his discovery of the law of the photoelectric effect. Albert Einstein radically changed our fundamental understanding of the universe, how space and time are related, and how gravity works, how lights work. Many of the things we take for granted today are due to Einstein's theories. Each of his major discoveries have been proven correct time and time again. In 1925, he was awarded the Coplay Medal by the Royal Society, which is perhaps the oldest surviving scientific award in the world. If you think about it, that's even older than my grandpa! Anyway, photoelectric means characterized by or involving the emission of electrons from a surface by the action of light. Talk about inspiring quotes he has said. Here are three inspiring quotes. Number one, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, the other is as though everything is a miracle. I think it means that everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens without a point. Number two, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. I think it means that there's only so much of knowledge you can learn, but your imagination is infinite. Number three, everybody's a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. I think this means that everyone is good at something, but not everyone is good at the same thing. Don't call someone dumb or stupid if they aren't good at one of the subjects, because they could be better than you in a different subject. these are the most inspiring quotes because of what they mean. I think everyone could learn from these quotes. Lastly, I will tell you what we can learn from Albert Einstein. Number one, it's okay to make mistakes. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Just keep trying. As long as you try your hardest, everything will be okay. It gives you experience of what not to do. Number two, being curious is good. Follow your curiosity. In many instances, people give up when life gets hard, but they shouldn't. Never give up. Number three, knowledge doesn't just come to you. It comes from experience. For example, if you go through something that was difficult for you to cope with, you get experience and knowledge of what happens and what you can do to help you through the tough times. Here is a video recording of Albert Einstein talking about E equals MC squared.
It followed from the special theory of relativity that mass and energy are both but different manifestations of the same thing, a somewhat unfamiliar conception for the average mind. Furthermore, the equation E is equal mc squared, in which energy is put equal to mass multiplied with the square of the velocity of light, showed that very small amount of mass may be converted into a very large amount of energy, and vice versa. The mass and energy were in fact equivalent, according to the formula mentioned above. This was demonstrated by Cockcroft and Walton in 1932 experimentally.
And that's all for today, folks. See you next time.